Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, 913-586-7798. If you want to join, yeah, that's one of several conversations we'll have here about sales of large trucks being down. We have several money stories to get here. We'll talk about the savings being down as well. I have already gotten an email from one of my, when interest rates were higher, I split money up into several banks, online banks that had really high interest rates. What happens when the Fed lowers interest rates is that mortgage rates go down. That's great. And rates that you pay on loans go down. That's awesome. But so do the rates that you make on your money. Your interest rates on your savings account goes down. And I've already gotten an email that my rate has gone down. Like effective, they wasted no time lowering. It didn't go down by a lot, but it'll keep going down. So get ready for that with the interest rate going down.
Why are you putting your money into a savings account like a poor person when you should be investing it in my dad's dealership? I don't know what people do with their money. I don't know what Katie does with her money.
Don't you? I thought you pay the bills.
I pay the bills. I budget the money. Then it all just kind of goes away.
Oh,
into okay. Whatever she's got, like a bunch of IRAs and a bunch of other stuff. I have no idea what's going on.
But okay.
She assures me everything's fine. Just like I assure her everything's fine.
But you budget. That's interesting. Usually one person does like all the stuff. With the money.
Well, it makes sense for us because I'm very good in the moment, but long-term planning I'm terrible at.
Okay,
because
that's fair.
I catastrophize and freak out about the future too much. And if it was me, I'd be like, what's the point in putting our money in some account that's not going to pay off for 20 years when the bombs are going to go off
right.
any second now?
You would just spend it all right now.
Right. I would be buying a bunker for a house that I rent.
A boat.
Yeah. Yeah,
you would be buying fun things.
No, I would not. I'm saying I would buy a bunker for the backyard so we could, you know, live back there.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I don't know why. I just went on a bit of a spree when interest rates were high because I wanted to keep some money liquid. This is before I bought my house and I knew I was going to at some point. I bought CDs left and right. And that became a lot even for me to keep track of, having so many CDs that expired at different times. And then they would just roll over because I wouldn't remember when they all, it's a first world problem, I get it. But the point of that is, as the Fed cut the key interest rate, rates on everything are going to go down. It might not matter because you don't have any money in savings anyway. No one does.
Right. 1 in 3 of Americans have no emergency savings. And that's, I mean, I don't know if that means no savings at all or it just means they don't have, but I'm taking it as if you don't have an emergency savings, you don't have savings.
You don't have, you don't have fluid money if you have a crisis that happens. Car breaks down, major healthcare bill comes in, something that needs to be addressed right away.
Boomers have around $2,000, whereas Gen Z has about $400.
Clinton, what do you got?
Surprised.
What's sitting in that, and what's the account number while we're
what's your social security number?
I actually used to know my bank routing number. I don't know it anymore.
That's weird.
Dork.
Why would you need to know that offhand?
Because, well, when someone tries to steal your money out of a bank through some convoluted way and your bank gets and your account gets shut down because someone tried to steal your money, those are numbers that you start to use so many times that eventually they just get stuck in your dumb brain.
The rule used to be have 6 months of 6 months of your expenses in an emergency account. That used to be the rule because the idea used to be if you lost your job, it would take you 6 months potentially to find another job and you needed to have 6 months of expenses sitting in savings.
That's a very privileged rule.
It's completely unrealistic anymore.
That's insane.
It doesn't make any sense anymore.
Also used to be you should only spend 20% of your gross income on housing, and then it moved to 30, and we're about to go to 50%.
Yeah, now they say it's about a third should go towards your housing payment.
They said a third for a while after 2009. Now there's like so many studies saying a lot of people, it's over 50% of their gross income is going to housing.
Yeah, that's too much. That's scary.
But 1 in 3 Americans have zero emergency savings. The median cushion, again, for Gen Z is 400. For boomers, it's 2,000. Also, debt skyrocketing, entry level hiring is soft, and inflation is one of the reasons that nobody has money. So I'm kind of curious. Like, I don't want to ask anybody, like, how much money do you have in emergency savings or anything like that. But do you have, like, any interesting backup plans?
Interesting like, backup plans?
Yeah, 913-586-7798. Do you have any, like, interesting, like, me and my friend James joke about this all the time, that that the rewards program and bonus points on the McDonald's app, that's like our savings account. That's like that's like our emergency plan. Like, oh, it's okay, because I've got, like, 5 days worth of food banked on the McDonald's app. So if things go south, I can at least eat good for like a week. And I'm fine.
I'm sure there's a fun cult that would let me in, you know?
That's your backup plan?
Yeah, I'm sure I could find my way into a fun cult. There's got to be a few of those around, right?
One named after, there's a very famous one in Kansas City, sure. It sounds like a breakfast place. I'm not going to call them out because they always lose their minds whenever we talk about them on air.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
If you want to weigh in here on that or other parts of this, 913-586-7798. Do you have a plan for what you would do if you lost your job? Because I think that's, when we talk about emergency, that's a big one. If something happens where we have to have a major car repair, that's a big one. Or if a major medical bill, if we were to suddenly be hospitalized or there were to be a major medical bill, I feel like those are the three things that we worry about. A lot of people have said 46% of those that were surveyed said their emergency savings has less money compared to a year ago, meaning people are dipping into it and not replenishing it. And that makes sense given that the prices of everything, it's even, I don't know why I noticed the price of Gatorade the other day. I drink a lot of Gatorade because I don't like water, because I grew up with well water and I think all water smells bad. So I buy a lot of Gatorade and then I dilute it. And for some reason I noticed, because I'm a dork, I look at the per ounce price. And even at Aldi, it went from like 4.4 cents to 6.2 cents, which adds up. I mean, that's several dollars more. It just the prices of everything. It's nuts.
I went to Sam's yesterday on a soda run, and it was $5 more than it was last week.
Yeah.
Like just last week, within a week, it's already changed by $5. It's crazy. I have a friend who just got fired from her job. Or laid off. I'm not sure whichever one. It wasn't her fault. It wasn't like she did anything wrong, but whatever. And she says she's making more money now than she was there. And she making like 60 grand a year reselling clothes.
Oh, yeah. If you are
that's her backup plan.
Entrepreneurial. Yeah. If you have a little bit of that, I don't really have a lot of that in me. I guess I could if I had to.
Yeah. No, I'm too negative. I can't. I tried. When I was between jobs before, I was like, I'll just deliver for Uber Eats. Like, while I'm, you know, in between jobs, and I didn't need it because I was getting really good severance and unemployment and everything like that. But I was mostly bored. And I was just like, I'll just do Uber Eats. I couldn't do it because, like, if I'd had one bad delivery, it's like, this sucks. I'm not doing this. How does anybody do this? You have to have such a strong mindset to be able to have a side hustle like that. It's insane. From the text line, 1180 says, my backup income is dog sitting during Chiefs weekends. It pays better than my day job.
During Chiefs weekends?
Why would that? What does the Chiefs have to do with dog sitting?
People go out of town to watch games out of town.
So people go out of town. Yeah. So people are in New York And if you're able to afford to fly to New York to watch Chiefs, you probably have money to pay for a good dog sitter. That's a smart idea.
My backup is the pet nanny, pet flight nanny. That's what I'm going to do.
That's a good idea.
She was making a fortune accompanying pets on flights by rich people that don't want to go with them. Yes, Quentin?
I feel like the problem with the gig economy is if you're a person and you are using said gig economy, pick whatever you want. The first thing somebody's going to cut from their budget is using the gig economy.
Delivery, you're right.
Yeah, maybe.
So here's what's going on, though, increasingly. Is we're becoming a bifurcated society. There's a heavy split down the middle between the wealthy and the poor. And the poor are going to keep getting poorer, and the wealthier are going to keep getting wealthier. So you're right that people who are losing money will cut gig stuff from their budget, but rich people will always be there.
Yeah.
They will always, they're not going anywhere. And they're only going to be getting more money. So if you can rely on, if you focus on a market that is niche to rich people, then you'll probably be fine. Like if you have a gig that focuses, like this person saying, I dog sit for people. Yeah, they said, I dog sit for people going out of town to watch Chiefs games. They probably have a lot of money.
Yeah.
So there you go. Or house sitting for people doing something like that. Or house sitting for people who are going on vacation. Or babysitting for whatever. Yeah, that because that's increasingly what's happening is we're seeing more luxury car dealerships open than regular ones anymore. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane. 5530 says, if I get laid off, I DoorDash to OP Business Parks, Overland Park Business Parks.
Okay.
In 2 hours, I can make about $120.
Okay.
I don't believe you. Maybe you're right, but I don't believe you.
I mean, I've always said I would substitute teach. That's my immediate plan is that's reliable. That's always going to be there. You're always going to need that. Anymore, I have safety concerns about driving for Uber that I just probably wouldn't. And that's a shame because I love to drive and I would just ask no one small talk with me. But I have a good car for it. But I just the safety concerns there would just lead me away from that.
Yeah, I get that because Katie and I did it.
Yeah,
it was creepy.
Yeah,
it was not okay. 9046 says I have a separate credit union with no debit card, so that's where they keep their safety money. I don't know.
Okay.
5590 says I round up on my checking. Any spare change goes into a separate savings account. This is more just how people are saving money.
Yeah, but that's fair. I mean, that's if you, who balances their checkbook like that anymore?
I have a very lumpy mattress. That's what I got.
Yeah, you can have that set up. Some banks set that up for
automatically.
You, where any money that you set, I think Acorns also does that, where they'll take any amount that you spend and they'll round up to the dollar and then invest it for you.
913-586-7798. Okay. And then kind of with that, as long as we were talking about vehicles being one of your expenses, CNBC said this morning that heavy truck sales have dropped to levels not seen in 4 years. Volume is down more than 15% in August compared with a year ago and 21% compared with the same month of 2023. Downturn in heavy truck sales.
So that's a canary in the coal mine, right?
It's usually a sign of other things.
Usually it's not like, oh, used car sales are going down or something like that. It's that people who had money don't have as much anymore. Also, it's a sign that business is slowing down because it means that businesses aren't buying the heavy trucks that they need.
Yeah.
So things are going great, guys. Just want to let you know.
As if you didn't know already.
Everything's been fixed. Everything's going awesome, and I'm just looking forward to the future. This is what I'm doing.
Do we have any happy stories today? I'm looking at the sheet here.
New iPhone's out today. Oh wait, that's too expensive.
Yeah, nobody can afford.
Nobody can afford it. We don't. No. There's really. We might have to find some.
Okay. You know what? I'll make a game up for us to play or something. We can do that. There's the 90s movie theater that's opening in Kansas City. We'll talk about that.
Why are we all feeling like we want to relive the 90s? First with the Y2K bar, and then this.
I mean, fast food restaurants keep doing that. Like Taco Bell, Burger King, like there's, they keep like 90s prices, and then like they're redoing their interior to like look like the 90s.
First of all, they're not doing 90s prices.
No, but that's what the ads are saying.
Yeah, they claim.
Right, they're but that's the point I'm making is like they keep throwing this 90s junk at me.
It's it happens every 30 years when when. Jamie and I were youngsters in the 90s, Quentin. Everybody was obsessed with the 60s. Mm-hmm. People were dressing like hippies again. It was that whole aesthetic because it was a simpler time. Mm-hmm. Really, it was pretty stupid to be living in the 90s and pining for the 60s. Like, oh, no, it was great when you could be shipped off to go fight in Southeast Asia against your will. It was amazing what was going on in America in the city. People were protesting in the street. We had political leaders getting killed left and right. But no, in the 90s. We're like, I want that time back. Mm-hmm. I want that back. Yeah.
We'll find some. We'll find some happier. At the very least, it doesn't need to be good news. Maybe we'll find just some.
I got some good
stuff
news.
Stuff that's not as gloom and doom.
Hold on.
We can take a break and look for it. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take a break. I'll look for it.
Yeah.
All right. That's coming up on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So Quentin was whining. That's how this started. Quentin was whining about there not being any good news in the news cycle today.
He's not wrong.
Do we not have anything good to talk? No, we don't. It's been a dark week in the world, friends. There have been things going on that we haven't even talked about, that we're not going to talk about, but it's been a dark week in the world. Particularly in this business. But we're not going to talk about that because nobody likes that. So Quentin complained.
Some people like it, but it's divisive.
It's
and
not
we don't
us.
Do that
yeah.
on a Friday either.
No, we are. Yeah.
Yeah. So Quentin, as is his wont, went all old man yelling at clouds on us. And was like,
don't you guys have any happy stories? Why don't you talk about happy things?
Yeah.
So we're not going to do that, or what are we doing?
So you have quickly found some good news stories.
Got the a bunch of good news stories.
Good news sometimes is that it's boring. The reason that people don't want to hear good news is because it's boring. You say you want to hear good news, you don't actually. So we can do some of that. We also can do, in addition, maybe we do that first, and then to continue to keep Quentin happy.
Yeah.
Again, I say be careful what you wish for. I don't think we've ever played this game since you've been here, Quentin. I think we did it with Colin before. But Guesspionage is I don't know what gaming system, but it's a game that you can play against people like friends of yours that live in other places. And it's where I give you a question like, what percentage of people keep written lists of their passwords? You both guess the percentage.
Guess the percentage.
Whoever gets closest wins.
Going over.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could do that.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And that's kind of fun.
All right. So thank you for selling the good news segment. we'll do it, but it's boring. Here's a couple. I sent like 8 stories.
Yeah.
Here's one. I like this a lot. A woman in Virginia named Carrie Edwards hit the Powerball for $150,000 last week, and she donated all of it to charity. She matched 4 of 5 numbers and the Powerball. She wrote 3 checks for $50,000 to 3 different groups. So it's not even like she preferred one or the other. 3 different groups. One of them helps families of people with early onset dementia, and her late husband suffered from it. So that's a really sweet story. That's really nice.
Why do I want to ruin that by asking, like, what does she do for a living? And how is she able to not need the $150,000? Why can't I just let it exist?
This is the problem with good news stories, Jamie, because you have the same tendency that I do, where I hear a good news story and I'm like, nobody's that good.
No, I'm a skeptic.
No, I don't believe you. We literally, on a former show I did, the show I did in Boston, every single day I had to sit there and bite my tongue through a good news segment that my co-host did. And I would sit there literally just trying not to have my teeth meet each other through my tongue. Because I was just like, uh-huh. Oh, no. And she isn't dying anymore.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, and the puppy lived? That's so awesome.
This job teaches you to look for the ulterior motive. This job teaches you that nothing is done for purity's sake.
I also look for the, you know, absurdity in any story. Mm-hmm. And good news stories, if you find the absurdity in them, it just makes you sound like a jerk. Like, the absurdity here is only $150,000.
Right.
That means she didn't need the money, right?
Because most people would keep that. That's a low enough amount.
Most people keep it, but she obviously doesn't need it. That must be nice. Yeah. That must be nice.
Now we don't like her.
Would you feel better if it came out that she gave a little bit of it to you? Would you? I feel like you would be. Oh, if she gave
it's more
$25,000 that if she gave it to the dementia place because her husband died with it. Like, I feel like you'd have a better. So giving more money is worse. That's what you're telling me.
Giving all of the money is worse. We don't like her because she didn't need any of that $150,000. She was able to just give it all away.
I'm going to make everybody really angry right now and say, what it only says one of the groups that she sent the money to. What if the other two were like NAMBLA?
Why does it only say one of the groups? That's bad reporting. Why wouldn't they?
One of them was NAMBLA and the other one was the KKK. Like, but she did send the one to the onset dementia group.
That's a good point. They only tell us one of them and it's a good one.
Yeah.
So
who knows
what
the other ones are? Who knows? It might be the North American Man Boy Love Association. We don't know.
Yep. This is actually this is a better game. Give me a good story and let me make it bad.
You ruin it.
Yeah,
that is a fun game.
All right. Then I'll do the one that Quentin yelled at me about putting in the pile.
Everything today is Quentin's fault.
A cow escaped a slaughterhouse and found herself at East Valley Animal Sanctuary. So this happened in Arizona. Mutilda is the name of the cow.
It's a dumb name.
She broke away from a local slaughterhouse just weeks ago. Social media post captured the journey of a 4-year-old cow who was seen running for miles in the blistering heat. Her self-guided Santan Valley tour came to an end when she was rescued and returned to the slaughterhouse hours later. But when a local animal sanctuary founder heard about the story, she paid to have the cow released to her, and now the cow lives at an animal sanctuary. The cow does. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
The cow paid. So what's her ulterior motive? That's what I'm looking for.
She's just fattening it up. She runs an animal sanctuary.
I think the story would have had a much better ending if they did slaughter the cow when they returned it. I think that'd have been really funny.
Like, I feel like the cow is going to hurt other, like, she's not going to secure it properly or something. And the cow's either going to get loose or it's going to hurt other animals at the sanctuary.
Yeah, that's a good point. It escaped once.
Yeah,
what's
it's going to
keep
from
escaping again?
It's going to teach the other cow what they're not telling you is that the cow actually has mad cow disease and is now spreading it through the other animals at the sanctuary.
When I went to high school at Liberty North, the first year it was open, the school was built on old cattle land. The city had bought it from a farmer, and so the farmer had to rebuild his fence from the land that he bought. And there was this cow that would keep getting out, and it would wander around the parking lot before the school had to call the farmer to get his cow back on his cow land. Well, eventually the football team started to do really good, so somebody brought a little fluffy cow and we started calling it the Spirit Cow, and the football team kept playing really well with the Spirit Cow at the home games. So it's inside of a glass shelf now, the Spirit Cow is.
Mm-hmm. You're good at that. We're all kind of gloom and doom a little bit, all of us.
There's a video blowing up on Instagram of a guy in California that got a giraffe to help him propose to his girlfriend. She's a veterinarian. She loves animals. They went to a nature preserve where you can have a giraffe paint something for you on a little canvas. They each did one and held them up for a photo, but he secretly had a canvas that said, quote, "Will you marry me?" She said she was so excited she started crying.
What did the giraffe have to do with it?
With the giraffe paints a painting for you.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think it writes things. I don't think it's smart.
It paints. Yeah. You put a paintbrush in its mouth and hold a canvas up to it, and it rattles its head around.
What they're not telling you is based on this giraffe's level of artistic talent, it's the giraffe Hitler. That's what it is. Just like Hitler. Couldn't get into the Austrian School of Art. This giraffe has to make a living. Fortunately, it doesn't have the ability to rise a nation along with it and destroy Europe. But this giraffe Hitler.
I have a question.
Did she say yes?
That's a funny question.
Of course she said yes.
That's the darkness in it, is if she said no.
Well, what they don't tell you is that she was about to break up with him, but she felt pressured into saying yes because of that moment.
Yeah,
because
all the work that he went to. What were you going to say, Quentin?
Because of all the pressure.
So despise public engagements. I think that...
Oh, me too, buddy.
High five. Yeah.
Yes.
That tracks.
Especially if I'm at a baseball game and you're proposing to... I don't care if your first date was watching the Royals play the Cardinals, okay? Yep. Don't care. Get that. Now you're getting the video board involved. That's so stupid. Don't do this.
I hate the pressure of it. I hate that you couldn't take what should be an intimate moment and leave it intimate and private.
Like you weren't creative enough to come up with something.
And it would be one thing if you were the first person that's ever done it.
Yeah.
But you're not. It happens almost every game and it's annoying. Stop doing it.
I have a Taylor Swift story.
What's the Taylor Swift story?
Taylor Swift is doing a movie theater premiere of her new album. October 3rd is the date that it comes out.
Yeah.
It's called The Official Release Party of a Showgirl will air in theaters at AMC, Cinemark, Regal, and Fandango. Okay. Let's see. It'll have the music video for the new single, The Fate of Ophelia, along with never-before-seen behind-the-scenes footage of how they made it, cut-by-cut explanations of what inspired the music, and the new lyric videos. What the heck is a lyric video? From her new album.
It's just the words, but like they'll do, you know, different fonts and different, like it'll pop up and go sideways and
So Taylor Swift doesn't have enough money and this is her way. She's got a wedding to pay for now. So this is her making more money for the wedding.
First of all, there's no way she's paying for that wedding. Any venue
that's
in
absolutely
Kansas
true.
City, the world will be fine with her just showing up somewhere and then them saying, "Hey, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got married."
Or just, "Hey, please use our stuff and just tell people that you used our makeup or that we did your hair and we'll do it for free."
If she did a GoFundMe for her wedding, how much money would it raise in 24 hours?
This is the GoFundMe. She's got the movie release. This is it. You're paying the tickets to go see the movie.
But if she did that on top of it, millions.
Tacky.
It would be tacky, but millions. She would immediately raise millions of dollars. All right, well, that was our attempt at doing good news stories, so that sucked.
Good job.
Let's do the, what is it called? Espionage?
Gespionage. Yeah.
We'll do a game. Why don't you, don't tell us the answer, but just give us a tease, like give us a gespionage question.
Okay.
If you can.
What percentage of people own t-shirts that are at least 10 years old?
What percentage of people own t-shirts that are at least 10 years old?
They're all like this. All the questions are stuff like this that anybody can answer.
I like that.
Yeah.
We'll get the answer and guess the answer coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Quentin started this because he said, there's not enough good news today. Is the news all bad? So yeah, we're messing around a little bit. It's a Friday.
That was crazy. Friday. That was exactly what I sound like. That's insane.
It's, I don't do impressions, but it sounded whiny.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Why don't you guys ever do anything nice on Earth?
It was something like
that. It's like how the text line would say if they were complaining about it.
That's how
the text line would sound. Yeah. So
actually, the problem with the text line, it would be 15 different voices sounding exactly
all at
like
the same
that.
Time. Yeah. So yeah, it's Friday. We can have some fun.
So let's play a game.
It's
been a week.
Okay, so this is called Guesspionage. It's on Jackbox, mm-hmm. is what I realized. If you go
oh,
on,
I love Jackbox.
If you have Jackbox, it's one of the games on Jackbox. And if you go online, you can find a lot of these in lists online. And so a while ago, I compiled this for something we were going to use at some point. And so I just give you the question and you give me the percentage and Weir and Quentin will play against each other and we'll see who is better at this.
All right, let's do it.
Than the other one. Okay, so the one that I gave before the break, what percentage of people own t-shirts that are at least 10 years old? Quentin?
Okay.
80%.
Weir?
80?
Oh, that's way too high.
What?
I'm going to say 10.
It is 84%.
Yeah, there we
what?
Go. Think about those shirts that are in your back of your closet that you never wear, but like concerts from 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do that. I just assumed I was an outlier.
No, you are absolutely the majority.
We don't get rid of anything. Everybody in this country is a hoarder, whether you realize it or not.
You know what factors into that, too, is how often you've moved. Because
when you have
moved,
to get rid of stuff.
You have to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but most people haven't moved nearly as much as me, so maybe that's why I find it weird.
Okay. All right, Weir, what percentage of people wear socks when they sleep at night? What percentage of people wear socks when they sleep at night?
Socks when they sleep at night. I would say 51%.
Quentin?
35%.
It is 16%.
Wow.
That is another point.
16
for Quentin. I would have thought it would have been higher.
That's crazy low.
Yeah, I think that's what I would have thought too.
I wonder about my wife if it's just her feet are cold or she's so terrified of me seeing her feet that she won't take her socks off.
You've been together a long time. Like that's
we have. Believe me, I've seen her feet many times.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, Jamie, I don't think I've actually seen them in years.
Huh.
I've seen them many times.
Okay.
I just can't remember what they look like at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quentin, what percentage of people have sent someone a nude selfie?
Oh gosh.
What percentage of people have sent someone a nude selfie? The look
really
Weir's giving me right now is awesome.
About society as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
43%.
43%, he says.
43%? I'm going to say 1. I'm going to say 1%.
It is 47%.
There. What?
47%. Almost half of you listening have done this. That's what that means.
You bunch of perverts.
You were just talking about your wife's feet.
Wow. Quentin, you were almost right on the money, man.
I'm wondering, how did they do the polling for this?
I don't
because
know.
In my head, usually, if it's something embarrassing, the result will be low because nobody wants to admit to doing something.
Unless it's totally anonymous, which it must have been.
Snapchat exists, people.
Yeah.
Right.
Snapchat.
Yikes.
Snapchat deletes your images after you view it.
Yeah, but everything exists somewhere.
Yeah, you can screenshot it.
On the internet.
Is that compounding? Like, if you've said it to more than one person, does that count more or something?
I'm going to assume by nude selfie they mean certain pics that men send of just one, you know,
DPs.
So it's not full nude selfie. It's just that. that would get that number pretty high.
That should even count. That's just because there's nothing sexual about that. It's just disgusting.
Well, it's a whole different thing. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Right. Quentin is like 3-0, man. Doing great.
Yeah.
What percentage of people over age 40 still have one of their old high school textbooks? What percentage of people over age 40 still have one of their old high school textbooks?
Oh, God. See, my instinct is to say like 4. But I've been wrong by lowballing everything, so I'm going to say 93%. I'm going to say 41%.
Okay, Quentin?
If you would ask college textbooks, I think Weir might have been right with the 90%.
He's officially logged in at 41.
Yeah, I think that high school, I never even got like a high school textbook to take per, like,
that's what I said,
one.
Over age 40, because yeah. We still...
18%.
It is 22%. And so Quentin wins again because it's closest without going over. I
have never been as bad at a game as I am.
I didn't
at this
do
game.
It on purpose. I
actually am hoping I don't get one right. I want to keep the streak alive because it's just mesmerizing.
Let's see. Okay. I'm going back to my list. I was going to play with something else. Okay. Who's first this time? Quentin, you're first up. This is a good one for you. What percentage of people do not poop anywhere than in their own homes whenever possible?
Okay, so how many people are like Quentin?
What percentage of people do not poop anywhere other than in their own homes whenever possible?
I like to think I'm a unique, you know, cat. Probably not, though. So 42%.
42%, he says. Where?
Don't poop anywhere besides their own home. I'm going to say 43.
It is 54%, and so Weir, in fact, does finally score a point on the board.
I'm on the board.
Weir, this one's good for you.
Okay.
What percentage of people file their annual taxes at the last minute within a day or two of the deadline? Or in Weir's case,
how many people
way
just
past
don't
the deadline.
Care? Yeah, past the deadline.
What
knows
percentage
that they
of
don't
people?
Go to jail for filing in July.
Mm-hmm.
The percentage of people that file at the last minute?
At the last minute within a day or two of the deadline.
27%.
He says 27%.
No way. Quentin. It's so much higher than that.
Probably is.
I don't want to go over, so we'll just say 35%. But
is that your final
answer?
Yeah,
that's my final answer.
17%.
17?
Yes.
Wow.
You're both over.
So who was closer?
Weir.
I was closer.
Without going over, but Weir was closer. Okay. 4-2 has mm-hmm. Quentin up. Quentin, what percentage of people had their mouths washed out as children?
What like percent, because like they soap? Like cussed or something?
Usually, yeah. If you have your mouth washed out, it's because you were...
Because your mouth was just disgusting.
Yeah, because you were saying something bad.
Okay.
Couldn't afford toothpaste.
I've seen The Christmas Story. I feel like that was a very, you know, mm-hmm. accurate type movie. So uh-huh. a lot of older generation. So we'll go with 48%.
48%, he says. Where?
48%? That's too high. I'm going to say 2%.
Closest without going over, so it is Weir. It is 33%.
33%? That's
technically, Quentin was closer, but he went over.
I'm sorry, that's child abuse.
I think
creative,
today that would
but
not
it's
be.
It's also child abuse.
So you're promoting creative child abuse?
I didn't say, how am I promoting it? I called it child abuse.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm saying good for you. It's creative.
Yeah.
All right. Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
We'll come back.
Thousand of these.
It.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them here. So right. we can.
Yeah. You want to tease one and then we'll come back?
Sure. What percentage of people never invite dates home if their places are messy?
What percentage of people never invite dates home?
What percentage of people never invite dates home if their places are messy?
If their place is messy. All right. Yeah. We'll get the answer to that coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
Dude. Doing espionage. I give you a question. You attempt to answer it. Quentin is up 4-3, but it's getting closer at this point.
Oh, I can't believe I got three of those. Anyway.
All right. Question before the break. What percentage mm-hmm. of people never invite dates home if the place is a mess?
Am I first on this?
I think so.
I think it was. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to say 90%. Like, who the hell would invite somebody home if their house is a mess?
90%, wow. He says.
I was gonna
way too high.
Way,
that
way
dumb answer.
28%.
It is 14%.
14.
So nobody else cares, apparently.
Okay. That's crazy.
Yes. All right, Quentin, what percentage of people like their burgers cooked well done?
Oh God.
What percentage of people like their burgers cooked well done?
I hope it's like 10%. I don't. So we're going to go with that and just so I can keep my faith in society.
Okay. Where?
Well done. I'm going to say 17%.
It is 13%. Good job, guys.
Oh,
Quentin gets
good
that one.
Job.
Good job, man. All right. Weir, what percentage of men have used cologne in the last month? What percentage of men have used cologne in the last month?
Ooh. I don't know. I don't actually. Quentin, do you know anybody who uses cologne?
I feel cologne.
Like fewer men
you
use
do?
It than they used
oh.
to.
I only used it very sparingly, I think, in high school.
Then he got the girl and it didn't matter anymore.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Then I'll say 51%.
Quentin?
17%.
We are very close. 57%.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Good job. We have a, this is 6-4. We have a match on our hands here. Okay, Quentin, what percentage of people have televisions in their bedrooms? What percentage of people have televisions in their bedrooms?
88%.
Where?
I think it's a little high, so I'm going to say 1%.
63%. Good job.
That's right.
Weir,
woo!
Sort of cheating, but not cheating. Playing the rules yes. of the game to his favor.
Yep. There you go.
All right.
So
Weir,
it's 6-5 now?
It is 6-5. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
What percentage of people take their Oreos apart before eating them? What percentage of people take their Oreos apart before eating them?
62%.
Quentin?
I don't know. I don't eat Oreos. I don't.
What? Then there's no way you can answer this question.
You
then.
Can't answer that question then. Yeah. If you've never, right.
I mean, I've had Oreos. Yeah. I just like 28%.
It is 46%. Weir went over. So
damn.
Quentin gets that one.
All right.
Quentin, what percentage of people have misrepresented their weight on their driver's license?
Oh, 88%.
I'm going to say 1%.
It is 50%.
That's wrong.
So Weir gets it. We're at 7-6, you guys. Oh my gosh. Let's see. We go back to Weir. What percentage of people usually remove their shoes while flying?
Oh, God. This is so gross.
Burr. Oh, it's so disgusting. 11%.
Quentin?
Once again, I want to believe in
Dude,
society.
We're
so we're
going to
go with 6%.
It is 19%.
I tied! So
it's a tie.
Oh my God.
Good job, you guys. That was fun.
We'll have to play
That's
this
a
again.
So yes, we will.
So we can have a declarative winner. coming up next, we're going to do our Friday list. This week is best movie snacks, best snack to have at a movie theater. What is it? Jamie and I have our list. We'll see if you guys agree who the winner should be coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.